Okay, well, the good news is, after 2 weeks of not having recorded fishing reports, we are back. We apologize for having not done those. We had a couple of kids' events that we wanted to attend. Both Robert Lukowitz, the manager here at Fish and Frank's, and myself, Josh Olive, wanted to go and see the kids catch some fish, which we did see, which was great. And
I got to see a kid catch a redfish.
And you took a picture of it, and it went on the cover of the magazine, because I wasn't there to get that, because I decided I wanted to see a different kid in a completely different area catch a fish, and he didn't catch nothing. So.
Timing.
Timing's everything. But I did see some kids catching fish at the Northport thing that the Kiwanis put on last week. So that was good.
And saw your first Karen?
But that, heard. Heard a fishing Karen in the background. Why are you people? How can you teach these kids how to handle an animal while it's alive like this? It's just the worst. Who do you think? So, look, the point is that we're back. The other point that I want to make is that Fish and Frank and his luck have come in and done a whammy on us. Because while you're hearing us just beginning this recording, truth is we've been recording for about 20 minutes. And when I paused it, because Fish and Frank wanted to talk to Robert, and I went to restart it, it started a whole new file, and the original stuff that we had talked about is gone. Now, we did talk about the idea of just re-recording it, and then we said, there's already a written report, they can go back and read it. So, this report is starting in the middle.
Yeah.
And you'll just have to live with it.
That's all right, we were just starting to get to the good stuff anyway.
We really were.
So I mean, really?
We're at Placida. That's where we're at. So right. We talked about there being a few sheep's heads still there at the trestle, along with good numbers of mangrove snapper. What else do we have in the Placida area,
a
Robert?
A lot of snook. Nighttime, a few during the daytime, but the nighttime and early morning's been really good for catch and release snook. And some good-sized fish, too. Also been some sharks there. And let's see, what else do we got going on there? A couple of pompano, Spanish mackerel, and ladyfish. But there has been a lot of boat traffic, but the fish are still cooperating even with the amount of boat traffic coming through lately, which is always nice.
Okay. Now tell me about your snook method out here.
Well, a lot of guys are catching them on live shrimp. I mean, they're just walking a live shrimp down the pier. A couple guys are catching them like in the evenings and in the early mornings, actually using cut bait, like cut ladyfish. One guy was catching them on cut sardines. He got one that was in the high 30s on a cut sardine. And he didn't know what he was doing. He was just throwing it out, but he ended up catching like 2 snook or 3 snook all on cut sardines.
Sometimes that's the best, when they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because they don't know that they're doing it wrong.
Right.
And sometimes doing it wrong works out really well.
Sometimes it works out better.
I mean, not always.
If I would have been doing it the right way, I probably wouldn't have caught anything. I'd be watching him going, really?
Right.
What does he do?
How is that even possible?
What is he doing?
Who told him to do it that way?
Yep.
Oh, well. That's how it be.
All right.
We're moving on to Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Indian Mound Park, and such and forth.
Some trout and a lot of little snook. And that's the only report I've gotten. And that was one of the guys from the Inglewood Fishing Club.
Now, when we did the report, we talked about the West Wall, which you missed because we didn't re-record it. We talked about some of those fish not being real cooperative. The snook are in much more of a spawning mode and moving towards the beaches, and they're focusing more on that than they are on feeding.
Yes.
Are these snook in Lemon Bay feeling the same way?
Kind of, yes. They're catching more of them because there's more fish there.
Okay.
But as far as are they super aggressive or anything like that, no. But they're doing well.
Is there anything that you could try to make them more aggressive? To basically get them to feed when they're not feeling it?
Nope. Wait another month.
That is a good option.
Yeah. It's about the best option.
Sorry, folks. I tried.
But the water clarity's there so they can see you. Plus, they just got one thing on their mind. They want to breed.
The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge, right there on Beach Road.
Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, a couple of snook at night, and then a couple bonnet heads were caught off of there too the other day. lady had never caught one before, and she was so excited because she watched somebody catch one, and then she caught one right after that.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Okay. The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, trolling reefs, wrecks, etc.
Well, it's been pretty windy this week, so my reports are minimal at best. A couple guys went out 70 miles. A couple guys managed to make it 45, 50 miles. They're catching some nice to big red snapper.
How far out?
45 to 70.
So both of them caught fish.
Both those guys caught fish. The guy that went out 70 miles, he had much better quality fish. His fish were definitely in the high 20s. He was trying to call them 35-pounders or something like that, but they were definitely in the high 20s.
35-pounders? Wow.
They were good fish. I mean, these fish were good-sized fish.
Okay.
The other guy, his snapper were probably, 24, 28 inches, somewhere in that range. Not bad fish at all by any stretch.
Okay.
They did catch a few yellowtail, a couple big lanes. The only one guy caught legal red grouper out there. The rest were all undersized, according to the two guys. What else did they get? Strawberries. He caught a couple strawberries out there. The little speckled hinds. Yep. Which, those are cool. I haven't seen those in a while. That's what they are, right? Speckled hinds?
Yes. But I say yes with the understanding that I am not an ichthyologist, and there are more species of small grouper out there than most people realize.
You think? There's a whole lot more. Cool thing they remind me of is like what they call a coral trout over there in the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Look a lot like it, just a little bit smaller. Like a miniature version.
Okay, anything else going on out there? Anybody do any near shore fishing, or was it too...
Too lumpy.
Too lumpy.
Too lumpy.
Gotcha. Then let's go to the Venice Jetties.
Oh, even lumpier. The only thing I got a couple reports on is I got a couple Spanish mackerel during the day, a couple sheep's head, and then at night there's a few guys going out there and catching some decent to big snook. But it has been tough because it has been windy and crashing right onto the rocks there. So, not very much activity. So her and I were going to sneak out on Tuesday night. I brought home some lures and said, oh, we're going to go out to the beach and go screw around. Nope. It was blowing all of 10 to 15 at the house, coming right out of the west, so I knew darn well it was going to be bad out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Understood. All right. Punta Rasa is our next spot. No reports until further notice. And?
Further notice, nothing.
Redfish, pass.
Snook. One of the guys who hadn't fished there in a couple years decided to take a ride down there because he wanted to be nosy to see how things are going along in Sanibel area. Looked around, and then he stopped at Redfish and caught several snook and one trout.
Okay.
Wasn't too bad. And I know there'll be a lot more snook with this full moon coming up. They stack up in there around now.
Yes, they do. Captiva pass.
Some tarpon. Some snook. Spanish. And a few small sharks. Black nose, sharp nose. One unidentifiable one that, like, lousy enough picture where I don't even want to guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Shark. It was a shark.
Yep. It was a grayish-colored shark. That's about all I could tell you on it.
But that guarantees it's not a lemon shark, right? Because everybody knows lemon sharks are yellow, right?
They're absolutely always yellow. Yeah, sure.
If you Google that, Google will tell you that lemon sharks are yellow and bull sharks are gray.
Seriously?
It does. Google will tell you that. And that's why people get themselves in trouble, because they listen to the Google like it knows what it's talking about.
Okay. Yep. I'm not convinced of that, but okay.
Well, that's because the Google is full of it, Robert.
Yeah, pretty much.
You ever see a gray lemon shark, Robert?
Grayish.
Mm-hmm.
But never like, never a dark gray.
Never dark gray.
But
no,
grayish.
No. But have you seen a bull shark gray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. You ever seen a black tip shark brown?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a thing that happens out there.
Like, I've seen hammerheads that are black as the ace of spades and then as tan as... tan, like khaki tan, like desert tan.
It's harder to come up with something that's as tan as, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's easy to do that for black, but not as tan as. That's a hard one.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember his name. Tan is the crocodile hunter's shirts.
There you go.
I couldn't remember his name for a minute there. So
as tan as Lawrence of Arabia's robes.
It's been too long since I saw that, so I couldn't tell you. Plus, it was in black and white, and then when they turned it into color, does that really make it right?
They make him pink, for all you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Nice.
Boca Grande Pass.
Jesus. Tarpon.
I apologize for that. I really do.
Wow.
My wife doesn't listen to this, so I'm okay, I guess. Uh-huh. Boca Grande Pass.
Tarpon. Mangrove snapper.
Wait a minute. So Boca Grande Pass has this famous tarpon fishery, and you're going to lump it into just one word and say tarpon. That's
it? Well, it's been so windy that it's been tough.
Okay.
The tarpon have not been in there in great numbers because of the wind. And most people haven't been wanting to go in there to fish it because of the wind. So, could it be epic today? Maybe, but I haven't heard yet. But this whole week, very sketchy on the tarpon.
That's what I like to hear. Explanation. That's all I'm looking for.
Details matter. I get it. Jeez.
Okay. What did you say besides tarpon?
Mangrove snapper.
Okay.
Spanish mackerel.
Okay, anything else?
Nope. Got nothing else.
That's it.
Yeah, got nothing else.
All right, let's strike out on foot and walk the Gulf beaches. What do we got going on besides wave action?
Whiting.
were you processing?
Yep.
You
whiting, snook. The snook activity has been really good out there. One of our customers, she comes in. What was her name? I can't remember her name. Her and her husband came in yesterday, but they've been to the beach three times this week. She got one that was, she's guessing 40 inches. She's probably about 5'8", about that big around. So she said they were bigger. The one was bigger than her leg.
Okay.
But she's like, she's in her late 60s, so, but her leg's like the size of a toothpick. But she said it was bigger than her leg is round. And she put her hand next to above her hip and said it was about that long.
Okay.
So it was a pretty good
fish. Pretty good fish.
And then she had another one on that was bigger than that one about 15 minutes later. And the waves were so bad out there, when she got it up to the surf and could actually see it, she got super excited. Wave crashed on it, hook pulled out.
Oh. Yeah, that happens.
It does. What else did she catch out there? She caught a couple short flounder, a bluefish, Jack. Oh, man. I can't remember what else. She mentioned like six different species over the course of a couple days, but she said she had like three really, really good days out of the four. And her husband was like, yep, she outfished me again.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how about the little sharks?
Been some little sharks out there. I have not heard of any big sharks at all off the beaches. And you would think in your head that maybe the kids are getting smarter and just not talking about it or posting it, but that's not true.
Yeah, the kids getting smarter? I doubt it.
Yeah, they aren't getting smarter. So, it's just been a very
What would be the point? You know, if you're not going out there to brag, that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is about chest pounding. And you can't pound your chest if you're not telling anybody.
Right. Nope.
All right. Anything else going on out there? How's the shelling been with the wave action?
I don't know. Probably, I would imagine, pretty good. I mean, I would think it would be pretty good. The only thing I can say it's good about when it's pounding like this is that it's actually helping to re-nourish some of that old dead sand that's been beat up along there to hopefully bring back some of the coquinas and sand fleas more quicker.
Let's hope.
You would like to hope so anyway.
Matt Lachey.
Got nothing. Got nothing at all.
Because nobody reported anything?
Right. No reports there.
Okay. Reportos, Robert. No reportos.
No reportos?
No reportos.
Okay.
All right. Pine Island Sound South End. No reports until further notice.
Correct.
Pine Island Sound North End. Rat, Cat, Mondongo, Patricio, Cabbage Key, and associated areas.
Lots of snook. Quite a few trout. That's going to be your next best area for your trout activity that's been going on with some good-sized fish. And they're catching them in 2 to 6 feet of water again. But they're catching them off of Jug Creek Shoal.
Jug Creek Shoal is the next spot, Robert.
Just south of there. Patricio. And then down towards the shacks. Along with some Spanish mackerel. A few ladyfish. They're seeing tarpon cruising by, but nobody's hooked any that I know of. But good mixed bag of stuff down there. I forgot Jug Creek was the next spot, but it's still all that same general area.
Well, literally, all of this is one big interconnected area, if you want to look at it that way.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So, we have to break it into pieces.
That's at least within a slingshot shot of it.
Okay, so the tarpon are seen but not hooked.
Correct.
Bigger tarpon, little tarpon?
Bigger tarpon.
Big.
Big tarpon. Like they're seeing them from the shacks to Cabbage Key over to Cayo Costa.
Okay. Now, if you were going trout fishing in this area, would you be taking natural bait or lures, and what of which would you be taking with you?
Taking paddle tails for sure. And then I'm also still going to take shrimp and some of the smaller pinfish that we've got right now. Because those are pretty good. But paddle tails are going to be my first bait of choice down there.
And we'll mention, because I think it's been a minute since we mentioned it, that a lot of the bigger trout are more likely to hit on a fish bait given their druthers. Because most bigger trout prefer fish. They switch over as they get larger. And it's not that they won't eat a shrimp. You know, It's like adults. It's not that you won't eat macaroni and cheese with hot dogs cut up in it. It's just that that may not be your first choice for dinner. But if it's already prepared and in front of you, you're probably going to say, what the heck?
Yeah, that sounds good. I haven't had that since I was a kid.
But you're not going out to seek it.
I would.
Well, you would, but you're a kid at heart.
Sounds really good, actually.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquelia. You know, here's the thing.
Be good with kielbasa.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, okay? This is very important. I want you to understand this. Macaroni and cheese. If you're going to make the boxed macaroni and cheese, you need to get, and I know you hate this store, but you need to get the Walmart brand creamy macaroni and cheese.
Nope.
It's astonishingly good.
Maybe I should go shopping there sometime.
Maybe. Because I tried the Kraft because the Kraft looked delicious on the package, but it wasn't as good. And then one day they didn't have the Kraft, and all they had was the Walmart brand, and I got that, and I said, this is not going to be very good. But I got it anyway. And it was so much better, I was astounded.
Okay. I will try it sometime.
That's your tip.
Maybe.
That's your tip right there.
Maybe. Next time we need face stuff, we'll go over there. We'll think about that one.
Jug Creek Shoal,
Boquelia. That'll probably be the next time I go in there. Unless we go snake hunting, because somehow we manage to end up stopping in there at some point or another when we go snake hunting.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know either. No idea.
Just gravitates toward it for some reason.
It does.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquelia, Robert. Fishing report.
Some trout, some Spanish mackerel,
and a few
sharks. That's pretty much all I've heard about there. One guy did see a hammerhead go cruising across there. He said it wasn't a real big one. He said it was maybe 5 or 6 foot.
So how do you know it wasn't a 3 foot bonnethead?
It could have been.
I'm just basing it on
could have been a
the size of reports
tiger
that
shark.
People come up with.
You know,
it could have been a cobia.
Could have been
a manatee.
Very well could have been. But no, he was excited about it because he had never seen one swimming up on the flats before, so he got pretty excited.
All right. Well, assuming that that is what it was, then I'm excited for him. And assuming that that isn't what it was, I'm still excited for him because that's what he thought he saw.
Right. There you go.
The nice thing about perception is it quickly becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you test it. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Burnt Store and Two Pines. I got nothing.
Really?
Mm-mm. I can't remember somebody telling me about anything down there.
Okay.
That's a little odd.
No reports. East Side Keys, Cormorant Keys, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor.
Pirate Harbor, trout out front, bonnet heads out front, lots of snapper inside Pirate Harbor, and a handful of snook. Mostly seen, but not caught.
Okay.
And that's about it over there. This weather's had everything all screwed up. June is always a pain in the butt month.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people have been looking at that weather and deciding not to go out there, even if they decide to brave the wind, because the storms have been popping up at random times and blowing through it.
Did you see that frog choker Tuesday morning that came up through the center of the harbor?
I think that was the one that I saw on the radar. Yeah.
It turned red cell, and then it had pink inside of it.
Yeah.
It's
like, where does this even come from?
Yeah.
Why is this here?
Yeah, that was an impressive storm. It never rained here. Drizzled. But I thought with as black as it was going to be a good one, but it never did turn into anything here. But down there, they got it good.
Right. So I think we'll probably have a lot more reports coming to you over the next few days, especially if the weatherman was accurate about his 5 knots and variable throughout this weekend.
Right.
So we may have a whole lot more to say
for
next week's report. Assuming we do it, we don't find ourselves busy with something else.
Some kid tournament again.
Yeah, you know how we are. Alligator Creek, Poacher's
Cut. Taking care of the carless and running them around to do stuff.
And the skating rink.
Nothing. There's nothing going on over there at all.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Some black drum. A lot of little itty bitty weensy snapper. And a couple of snook. Nothing special.
Now, just a point here. Last week we had, 2 weeks ago, we had itty-bitty snapper. Now we have itty-bitty eensy-weensy snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Is that smaller than itty-bitty snapper?
It's pretty tiny. I mean, the average size is about 6 inches.
Okay. So you would say that itty-bitty snappers would be like in that 8-inch-ish range, and then itty-bitty eensy-weensy snappers would be in the 6-inch range.
Yeah, I have not heard of a single legal snapper being caught over there yet.
So what about when we go down to the 4-inch size? What's that? Itty-bitty eensy-weensy tiny-weensy?
Yep.
All right.
Itty-bitsy teeny-weeny.
Trying to make sure I get my technical terms correct here. Don't want to screw anything up.
Yeah. Tiny. SM all. Small.
PGI canals.
Black drum. Small tarpon being seen, but not hooked.
These black drum, are they eating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They're catching them on shrimp. They're catching them on blue crabs. A couple guys have gone over to Lake Laws and bought blue crabs. And then the, what else was it? The paddle tails. A couple on the paddle tails or shad tails.
Okay. And you said tarpon?
Yeah, a lot of tarpon being seen but not hooked. They're just seeing them and making themselves crazier.
Okay. And the snook?
Snook, they're catching them. Mostly catching them trolling through the canals. A few people are catching, pitching underneath docks. Had one guy had an interesting idea. He's used to kite fishing, and he thinks he's going to kite fish in the canals there and take a bait and kite fish it around docks so he can get it back up against the seawall easier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I tried to explain. That is, good luck.
That is an interesting idea.
It is a cool idea, but you better be a masterful kite fisherman in order to get in there and not get tangled up on boat lifts mm-hmm. and everything else. So I have no idea how that's going to work.
All right.
But he seemed like he knew what he was doing because he was asking for this rig, that rig, and the other rig. And I said, you got to go to the Atlantic side for those stuff.
How do you think the catfish bite is in here?
Oh, it's extraordinary. Some guy caught a catfish the other day. Him and his dad really have no idea what they're doing. And reeling up the catfish, and something came up and ate his catfish that he said was about 4 or 5 feet long. And I said, okay. And I said, was it a black drum by chance? And he goes, nope. I said, okay, then it was a jewfish. He looked at his son and goes, I told you that's what I thought it was. He said it was too round. He said it was very much grouper-like. I said, okay, that would explain it. And he was, of course, using like a snook pole, so
of
he
course.
Said we didn't even stand a chance.
No.
But he said just woofed that catfish like it was nothing and took him right down to the canal.
Well, and that's even if you had the hook in the fish.
Yeah.
You know, he's just holding on to that catfish and running away with it. So.
Yeah. Nope, he got broke off.
Oh, well. The Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing. Got no reports.
No reports.
None whatsoever.
All right. Alligator Creek Reef.
I got nothing there.
No reports also.
No reports.
No reports. The 20-foot holes.
Spanish mackerel. Couple of sharks. A couple guys did see tarpon roll in it, but then they couldn't find any fish after that. They looked and just could not find any.
Okay. So they rolled and then vanished.
Yep. But Richie had the same thing over there down by Cape Hayes. He said there was 500 fish and then they were gone.
All right, the bait fish report.
It's
lay
easy.
It on us. Give us the easy, easy bait fish catching. Tell us all about it.
Good luck. I don't know anyone that's catching it. Thread fins are starting to move into the harbor, but white bait, good luck. Extremely tough right now.
All right, tell me about these threadies.
Threadies are starting to show up in the schools in the 20-foot holes. Yeah, all the way scattered, all the way down to Boquilla. And then there's a whole lot of little fry throughout the harbor from 41 Bridge all the way out. But the thread fins are, I wouldn't say it's epic or anything like that, but I think it's better than last year from what I've heard from several people. Because last year was absolutely horrible with threadies.
Okay.
If I remember right.
And you're saying the white bait is no good, huh?
Unobtainium. Best of luck to you.
Okay. I guess that leaves us the... what does that bring us to?
Tarpon report.
No, that's freshwater report next. Freshwater report. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, etc. Ditches, swimming pools.
Tilapia, Mayan cichlids, and some bluegill in the Port Charlotte and Northport canals. Bass fishing is doing fair to okay. If you can find a spillway right now, that's where your better concentration of all fish have been. And a few of them are starting to run, and a few of them aren't. freshwater shiners have been working extremely well, but so have like the artificial frogs. And some of the soft plastic lizards are working well too. Shiners are hard to get. We keep getting shorted on them. And they're going to get real difficult to get in August, but we're trying to find another vendor because I guess somewhere in Arkansas where they've been producing them is running into some issues and shortages right now.
Uh-oh.
So they're claiming in August we could go up to 4 to 6 weeks without bait.
Great.
But
at least they're giving you some
warning.
That
was the one thing I remembered to ask Frank about or tell Frank about yesterday, so he got on the horn and started making a couple phone calls to see what he could figure out. So hopefully.
Maybe you guys should just get a Shiner 3D printer. Start making your own.
No, I'd rather do that with shrimp next week.
The tarpon reports.
Okay, Boca Grande and the beaches and a few along the intercoastal. That's pretty much about all I got because it's been so blooming windy. Not a whole lot of people have been getting them. Plus those couple storms that came through, honestly, I think chased a lot of fish offshore.
Right.
Because there was a lot of thunder and lightning with that stuff.
Okay.
So.
How far off the beaches have they been? Half mile, 3 miles, 7 miles?
Well, anywhere from a half a mile to about 3 miles.
And you say there's some in the ICW?
Yes.
Like where, though?
Captiva Pass.
Okay.
Up to Gasparilla Pass. Right in that general vicinity.
Okay. Do you think that it's good enough that we should do a map?
Nope. No, it's not, because I heard enough consistent areas this last week to say yes.
So we should be able to do a map next week, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
we should. If everything goes all right.
If the weatherman is correct with it laying down over the next couple days, I would imagine so.
He only needs to be half correct.
I know.
You know, it doesn't really need to be 5 knots or less. If it's 5 to 10, you know, then we're good. People will go fishing.
Oh, absolutely.
People will be making it happen. People will... They want to get out there and make it happen. So, okay. Well, that's pretty good for half a report.
It's not bad.
I think. Is there anything you wanted to add to it?
Not at all.
No words of wisdom?
No, not really.
Okay.
Stay hydrated. Wear sunblock. That's about it.
All right. I guess that'll have to do then. Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.